Merci, Madame la vice-présidente.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Scientific and technological developments are both a challenge and an opportunity for the Convention. Within our work, state parties very rapidly saw the need for a group on the development of science and technology, rapidly establishing a mechanism. Alongside the ICA is a priority for my delegation. In particular, this would ensure that all state parties, regardless of scientific capacity, are able to benefit from credible, updated analysis of scientific developments and share their expertise with all. Vice Chair, I thank the friends of the Chair who have worked in recent months on a working paper, which is now a decision paper. The science and technology mechanism, like the ICA, has reached an adequate degree of maturity to establish it, to recommend its establishment, a special conference in 2025. We also support establishing the two mechanisms on a provisional basis so that we can learn from their operation and make adjustments at the review conference of 2027, as well as assessing their effectiveness and seeing whether they need to be modified in order to ensure that they are relevant and viable. It is also wise, we believe, to focus, as you recommend, the work of the scientific and technology mechanism for 2 years on assessing challenges and opportunities in verification science and technology. Given the complexities of the topic of conformity and verification, this work, we believe, is relevant. However, it will not be enough. Focusing on scientific and technology challenges of verification, the mechanism is not mandated to establish other more political issues, and thus the working group needs to continue working on conformity and verification in order to recommend verification mechanisms which are politically accessible, particularly as regards the financial issues and protection of national security. The Science and Technology Review Mechanism can be used to assess the tools and the resources to be used for a future verification regime. In that connection, a report on verification submitted by the Science and Technology Review Mechanism in 2026 would make it possible for the working group to prepare recommendations on verification 2027, complementing other recommendations on verification to be prepared by the working group. Vice Chair, establishing a hybrid mechanism with an open-ended working group and a limited working group with the possibility of temporary groups seems the best solution to ensure the operation, the added value, and the flexibility of the mechanism. Some comments now on the operation of the mechanism. Firstly, inclusivity will lead to greater efficiency. This must be ensured by taking into account gender balance, geographical diversity of the limited group, and respect of multilingualism. The scientific experts within the reporting committee or a temporary group must be selected on the basis of expertise alone and must be able to participate in a national language if necessary. They must be selected on the basis of shared recognition of the quality of their experience and expertise in a number of fields that are of interest to the Convention. The membership of the group must therefore, we believe, be selected using the silence procedure as the best possible method. To ensure a substantive independent report for member states, the members of the two groups under the mechanism must act in their own capacity with a sufficiently long mandate of 3 to 5 years and offer no conflict of interest. this must they it must be possible to monitor their work, and this must provide a long-term perspective of development in science and technology. A five-year mandate, we believe, is ideal to cover one review cycle conference. The number of expert groups, five, could be further extended, we believe, so that the report can faithfully reflect scientific progress. We believe it is crucial that the report of the mechanism take into account minority views and divergence within the group. This system must make it possible, despite a consensual adoption of the report, that minority views are reflected and taken into account in an annex if necessary. Madam Vice Chair, on the selection of topics to work for the mechanism to work on, we are favourable to the proposal, the compromise proposal of the Friends of the Chair, which places before the review conference the role of establishing the topics and the science and technology mechanism to select the specific topics which reflect emerging themes of the moment and which must be in step with the rapidity of scientific and technological developments. In conclusion, I support the strengthening of the ISU, which is crucial for the mechanism. At least two additional posts, full-time posts, should be provided at the first stage, with a third depending on the development of needs. Madam Vice Chair, in conclusion, I recall the urgency of achieving a substantive result. As mentioned at the review conference, France aligns with the statements by many delegations on this matter and continues to support the efforts of the chair and facilitators to establish a useful mechanism for all member states.